That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Miles Nervine and Alka-Seltzer. Managed to get back from the county seat where he and all the women voters had been stranded since last Thursday. He brought the good news that the mail hack was planning to try to get through that afternoon. As the absentee votes, which could give Abner a victory over Ezra Seastrunk, were in that consignment of mail, Lum and Abner hired a team of horses and headed out for Cedar Creek in a thunderstorm in an effort to help the mail get through in time to make the ballots valid. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. You know, friends, keeping on the job is very important to every one of us. And that's why it's wise to listen to this sound advice. Do what you can when you're catching cold to keep that cold from taking hold. Yes, thousands of people suffering from colds take Alka-Seltzer because Alka-Seltzer can give comforting relief for that headachy, feverish, ache-all-over feeling. Now, at the first sign of a cold, just follow the Alka-Seltzer ABC Cold Comfort Treatment. It's easy. A, Alka-Seltzer. Start taking it according to the directions on the package. B, be careful. Get plenty of rest, dress warmly, eat wisely, and stay out of drafts. C, comfort. Just gargle with Alka-Seltzer for that raw, scratchy throat, which often goes with a cold. It's so soothing and effective. Make sure you always have plenty of Alka-Seltzer on hand. Get a large package from your druggist. Then follow the Alka-Seltzer ABC Cold Comfort Treatment. Remember, do what you can when you're catching cold to keep that cold from taking hold. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jot-em-down store. Lum is putting in a phone call. Listen.
Law me, Lum, they won't be done counting the votes this early in the morning, surely.
Well, they might. Last night when the election judges refused to come down and count them then, they promised they'd do it first thing this morning.
Well, I hope they did it, but I still say it's too
early. Hello? Who is this? Oh, well, Tom, this is Lum. Have you fellas counted the votes yet?
I
see.
Count that,
I'd be honest. How long do you reckon it'll take? Well, let us know as quick as you get done, will you? All right, Tom. Much obliged. Goodbye.
Ain't done yet, huh?
Ain't started yet.
Waiting
on Walt Bates.
Walt Bates?
Yeah, he's the other election judge.
Slower molasses in January.
Tom Foster and Charlie Redfield are there already. Walt will be there pretty quick. He's general on time. Charlie Redfield's the one I was worrying about, but as long as he's there already.
Well, Lum, if they do count them, are you sure not this here is going to be legal?
Why, of course it is. According to the local statutes, we had 3 days after the election to get them votes in by mail.
Three, huh?
The third day was Sunday, but that never counted, so that gave us till Monday, and that's when they come in, didn't they?
Well, yeah, but they weren't counted on Monday, though.
Well, that don't matter. Just so they got into the hands of the city clerk on time. That's the thing that counts. He made an official record of it. It'd have been counted last night, but that dadgum Charlie Redfield was just too ornery to get out of bed and go down there. But Tom and Walt both was willing.
That stubborn-headed Charlie, he wouldn't do nothing to help nobody.
Well, it don't matter.
Don't matter? It's making a nervous wretch out of me, that's what
it's
doing.
The important thing is that we got him in on time. And we was lucky to do that.
Oh.
And as I thought for a while there yesterday, we never was going to get that mail hack out of the mud.
Yeah, it was sure bogged in there deep. Clean up over the hubs. Well, what time was it when we got back to town anyway?
Oh, it must have been 9 o'clock anyway.
Oh, at least
that. Don't recall exactly, but I know it was before 12 o'clock midnight, and that's the important thing.
Well, I'll tell you, it surprised me that we ever got that mail hack out there at all.
Well, I'll tell you somebody else that was surprised, and that's Ezra Seastrunk and Squire Skim.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ever since then, Squire's been sitting in his office reading law books, trying to find ways to keep him from counting them votes.
Yeah. Don't reckon he'll be able to do it, do you?
Oh, not unless he studies up something crooked.
Crooked, huh?
You better keep pretty close watch on him, too, and see that he don't try nothing.
Well, now, just exactly what could he do?
Oh, I don't know. He won't give up, though. I know that.
My dog is, wait a minute. Maybe he's done something to Walt. Maybe that's why Walt ain't got down there yet.
Oh, I know. Granny, you don't reckon that Mike did something?
Why, sure.
Wrecked Walt's car.
Oh, my.
He wouldn't dare try nothing like that, undoubtedly, sure.
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't put nothing past that Squire Skimp. He'll do anything to get Ezra in that office. Maybe we better call down there and see if Walt's got there yet, Long.
Well, I hate to bother him, sorter, but on the other hand, I reckon it wouldn't hurt to check up and see.
No, I'd do it if I was you. You can't trust that Squire Skimp.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Yeah, I believe
I'll try. Yeah. Of course, if Squire did do anything, we'd get him thrown right into jail. That is, if it could prove it on him.
Well, can you arrest him for something like that?
Oh, yeah, interfering with elections and election judges and all. Oh, wait a minute. Hello, Tom. Say, I hate to bother you again, Tom, but... Huh? Yeah, this is Mom. Well, I won't keep calling up, but what I want to know is, has Walt got there yet? Oh, well, excuse me for interrupting you. Yeah, be sure and let us know when you're done. All right, Tom. Goodbye.
Did Walt get there?
Yeah, they're counting the votes right now.
Good. Don't get out of sort of worried there for a while.
Well, Abner, you've been worrying about everything that come along this morning. You better take it easy. Relax.
Yeah, I know I ought to. I just can't seem to do it, though. You know, it is peculiar that Squire didn't try to keep one of them election judges away from there, though. Reckon why he never.
More likely he just knowed he couldn't get away with it.
No, he'd have a better reason than that. Now, why didn't he do it? Why? Why didn't he do it?
Well, now,
he's got me worried.
Don't worry about that.
I just don't trust that man. When Squire Skimp don't do something, he's got a mighty good reason for it. He's got something up his sleeve. I want to know what it is, too.
Please take that. Now, the election judges are there right now, and they're counting the votes. That's the only thing that matters. So just calm down.
Yeah, I reckon you're right. That's the thing to do. Just calm down. Calm right
keep
down.
Keep on it the way. You ain't going to be fit to take office when they do announce your election.
Yeah, that's right. Be calm. Just take it easy, old boy. Calm down. Calm and cool. That's it. Calm, cool, and unselected.
Ain't a thing in the world to worry about.
No worries.
If there's any worrying to be did, I'm still your party boss. Don't forget that.
Yeah, that's right.
Quick as I get done counting and announce the results, I'm going to get out the town band and put on a big celebrate.
Well, how long do you reckon it'll take them to do all the counting on?
Oh, it oughtn't to take long. It's just 190 ballots to count.
Oh.
Leastways, that's the number Cedric taken up to the county seat the other day.
190, huh?
You've already got 5 votes from the ones that was counted on election day.
Right, for me.
Ezra got 174, but... With them 190, you have 195. I got it all figured out here.
195? Oh, that's more than
174,
ain't it?
Why, sure.
Oh, good.
Start worrying about that.
No, my dog is just as good as Lexi right now, ain't I?
That's what I've been trying to tell you.
195 votes, yeah. Of course, now, how do we know that all them women folks voted for me 100% so long?
Well, we don't know for sure. That's just a chance we got to take.
Oh.
But I know good and well we'll get them all right.
We will, huh?
Oh, they was all for you.
Good for them. Hooray.
Special the way Elizabeth was campaigning for you.
Bless her heart.
She had every woman in town listening to her, following her.
Bless her.
Oh, it might be one or two that voted for Ezra.
One or two, huh?
Yeah, it's possible. That don't matter. She'll give you the majority.
Oh.
So there's nothing to worry about.
Just how many of them votes down does Ezra have to win to beat me, though, Long?
Well, let's see. He's already got 174, ain't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, what he'd need to win would be, let's see.
Lost up in them front.
Ought, I know that for sure. And then one time, pick up the one carry, one carry.
That's not Tuesday, I'm lost.
Need a total of 185. That'd give him a 1 vote margin over you.
185, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that ain't a whole lot more than he's got right now, is it?
Well, let's see. That's 74, 85, or small. And that's 11 votes more.
11? 11?
Yeah.
You mean all... do the wind is get 11 out of 190 volts?
Well, now, wait a minute.
My dog is no wonder Squire Skimper's trying to keep him from counting them votes. That's the reason right there. He knows Ezra's been elected.
Abner, he don't know such a thing.
He might, though. He might do it, Long.
Well, he couldn't know it. They ain't even done counting them yet.
He must have snuck in there during the night and counted them himself. That varmint, that crooked critter,
Abner,
I don't know.
For goodness sake, take it easy. Calm down.
How can I calm down when I just lost this election?
Abner, you ain't done no such a thing.
Twice as bad now.
Wait a minute.
Run, the phone must be the result.
Huh?
I don't want to hear him. I'm going to stop up.
Hello? Who is he?
I don't want to hear him.
Yeah, this is Mom. Who is... Oh, Tom.
Well,
how'd he come out?
Open morning or something.
Sending Grandpap over with the result. Well, can't you tell me who won? Well, I don't care where it's official or not. Just tell me who won. Cease Drunk or Peabody? Well, hooray. That's wonderful. Never mind the details. That's all I want to know. Goodbye, Abner. You're elected.
Well, good for me. Hooray, hooray.
Mayor Peabody.
Peabody.
For mayor, no graft, no payoff, there's no man. Abner is the honest gent. Peabody. For mayor, you must catch a vote for Abner Peabody.
Granny, let me be the first to congratulate you.
Thank you.
Put her there, boy. Let me shake your hand.
Smiling Grossman,
the greatest little man in the country.
You're the greatest party boss in the world, too. Let me shake your hand. Put her there.
Thank you, Mayor Peabody.
You're welcome, Peabody. For mayor. No graft, no payoff there. No man.
What's all the rookies going on in here?
Oh, howdy, Grandpap. Wonderful world. You've heard the big news, ain't you, Grandpap?
Heard it. I'm bringing the official report of it to you right now. Shoretown now turned out surprising, didn't it?
Oh, I don't know. Not for me, it never. No.
Then the man sure going to be proud.
Yes, he will.
Well, hurry up, Grandpap. Give me the report. I want to see exactly how the voting went.
Mayor Abner. How do you do, Mayor Abner? Hello. Read it out loud, Lum. I want to hear that myself. Happy days are here. Happy days.
Well, it says here, Ezra C. Strunk, 175 votes.
Varmint, lost again.
Yeah, all he picked up was just one vote.
That takes care of that varmint, yes, sir.
Abner Peabody.
Six.
Elizabeth Peabody, 188 votes.
Elizabeth?
Yes, sir. Sure was surprising. Practically all them women wrote in Elizabeth's name on the absentee ballots.
Huh?
Your own woman beat you for mayor, Abner. And a landslide, too.
Day, this is a surprise. Poor Abner. He may not be mayor after all, but he has one in his family now. So join us again on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Friends, has it ever occurred to you that when nervous tension makes you irritable and cranky during the day, you're likely not to sleep well at night? And when you don't sleep well, you're pretty sure to feel tired and let down the next day. Now, Miles Nervine was developed to help relieve nervous tension and quiet overwrought nerves. And that's why we say, use Miles Nervine for that occasional sleepless night. It's a mild but effective sedative that has been making good for almost three quarters of a century. And it's guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Caution, use only as directed. All drugstores have it in two forms. Effervescent tablets at 35 and 75 cents, or liquid Nervine at 25 cents and $1. It's a prescription quality product backed by Miles Laboratories. Remember, it's Nervine, N-E-R-V-I-N-E, Miles Nervine.